Good morning. We're continuing in Parak Vav of Maseches Demai, wrote to Mishnah Gimel. So we discussed yesterday that there are two general ways how somebody can be partnerships with someone in a field. One of them is called with a risos, where you have a balasad, you have the owner of the field, and then you have somebody who comes in as the sharecropper. His job is to take care of the field, and ultimately the responsibility of production is upon him. And depending on how much he produces is how much he gets. The same thing is true with regard to the owner. Depending on how much is produced, it's how much they get. It's generally known as lemechtsa l'shusha revia. Depending on what their arrangement was, is how much each will take. Somebody else is referred to as a choker. Choker is somebody who, the truth is, he's really leasing the field. He leases the field for a set amount of produce. He doesn't give money, but he gives a set amount of produce he's going to give to the owner of the field, regardless of how much is produced. So we discussed yesterday how that works with regard to giving maestros. And the Mishnah Beis discussed if someone does this process with a non-Jew, we give him the raw end of the deal because we don't want people, we don't want non-Jews to own land in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we're going to make it difficult for Jewish people to take jobs as sharecroppers working for them. And it's going to cost them, so we want them not to take the job, and ultimately we'll get the non-Jews to sell the land back to a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Gimel says, Kayin v'levi shekibbol sadam Yisrael. Kayin v'levi, they went to work. They took a job as a sharecropper. They took a field from a Yisrael. Halacha is k'shem, she'acholkim b'chulin ka'acholkim b'truma. They do the same type of divide as anything else. Just like they're going to divide the chulin with the mechtsa l'shlish revia, with a half, a third, or a quarter, they'll do the same thing with regard to truma. Basically, he just gives the Kohen Levi Yisrael took the job, we'll just give everything back to the owner that he owns, and the owner has the responsibility of taking off truma on his own. If he suspects that the owner is an Amaretz, he can take off the truma before and work that into the deal, but he doesn't have to do that. Lezer says that part of the deal is that if the sharecropper is a Kohen, or the sharecropper is a Levi, he gets the mice or he gets the truma, depending on what he's entitled to. We do not paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, because even if he came like that, we can't say that there's written into the deal. So even if it would be nice for him to give a little bit extra to the sharecropper because he can give him the mice or the truma, he does not have to do that. The next mission is the opposite. Mishnah Dalid, Yisrael Shekibla Mikayin Valev, the opposite. You have a Kayin Valev who owns the field. Now he hires a Yisrael to work the field as a sharecropper. In such a case, everybody agrees, Hamayisrus Labailim. The Maeser goes to the owner, because there we can assume that the reason why he hired somebody else, a Yisrael, to do the work for him was specifically for this reason. He wanted him to give him the Truma and the Maeser. Rabbi Yishmael Eimer, HaKartani Shekibol Sodom Yerushalmi. Kartani refers to somebody who lives out of Yerushalayim. He takes the field from somebody who is in Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Sheni Shal Yerushalmi. He gives the Ma'aser Sheni to the owner who lives in Yerushalayim because he will eat the fruits in Yerushalayim. Chacham and Chacham disagree in this case. They say there's no reason why you have to give it to the owner because everybody can eat it there. Yachal Hu HaKartani Lalas V'lech Yerushalayim. Just like the owner of the field, he happens to live in Yerushalayim, and therefore he could eat the fruits there. But the truth is, the person who owns the field can simply take a trip to Yerushalayim and eat it there as well. He's just as entitled to this Ma'aser Sheni as he is, and therefore they disagree and say he does not have to give the Peiros of Ma'aser Sheni to the owner of the field who lives in Yerushalayim. We'll stop here at Mishnah Hay.